الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Ramadan had passed. It's quite a while that we didn't have our majalis here in Homestead Park. And now after Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us again. One important reminder is what we have done in Ramadan, let him just don't get washed away. Let us carry it on. So very briefly, at least our 6 rozas of Shawwal. There is still time. If those of us who haven't kept, we try and keep our 6 rozas. And at least some rozas, the spirit of Ramadan should carry on. The women folk especially, they have got their qada rozas. So they should keep their qadas also, very important. And at this stage here, if they haven't still kept their qada, they can keep their roza and then keep their qada rozas before the next year. And then the other very important aspect of Ramadan was tilawat of Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, people had read quite a bit, but to see how much have we read, just a few incidents just to let us realize that we haven't achieved so much what I think, Allah except for what we have done. One alim who was here with us in the i'tikaf from America, Maulana Tamim, he works, alhamdulillah, with the refugees in Gaza, refugees in Egypt. So he went from Yev in the last Ashra, he was there. So he says that one day, 100 huffaz made khatam of Quran Sharif in one day in the refugee camp. So then the others who are listening, maybe one person is listening, 2, 3 are listening, but 100 people completed. And amongst them was a 9-year-old girl also who completed. And amongst them was a 75-year-old man also. And 3 young girls completed by Dhuhr and without a single mistake. So mashallah, how much? Then we find, in our vicinity around here, people from other countries, their love for Quran Sharif, they normally, our Taraweeh, we try and choose a venue which is the earliest and which is the fastest and the shortest. That we just finish at Tahiyyat, Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. Fast, everything. And the shortest and the fastest. But they insist you must read slowly. The Taraweeh must read it slowly. And really, that is the main ibadat of the night. The Taraweeh is the main ibadat. Of course, there are people going to work. We have to consider quite a few things. But that is the main Taraweeh. And then these people again, mashallah, they have the spirit that some throughout the month, otherwise very, very common and popular it is with them, the last 10 nights, they have Qiyam-e-Layl, in which they finish the Quran Sharif again in the latter part of the night. One in Taraweeh they finished, whether it is the whole month they took, and they finished again from about 3 o'clock in the morning they start, and just before enough time for Sehri, they finish another khatam in the 10 days. So Allah also give us spirit to, inshallah, that one young person said that he was in Argentina, and they went for Taraweeh, and they completed, and then he thought, let me go to the Saudi Masjid and make Taraweeh there. So when he went there, they reached a bit late because the transport is not so easy. Buses, trains, you have to change and that. But anyway, they just went into ruku. He says, such a long ruku that I, as a young person of about 17, 18, he said, I got tired. And today our ruku, sajda also, we don't get proper time to read our tasbihat. We are just rushing. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and increase our ibadat and take a lesson from these people. Also, by the way, just what I remember, Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Sama Sahib, who is about 96 years old now. This year he is almost commonly every year he makes his Ramzan Sharif in Gujarat in different places. And the last 10 days in Baruch he makes. He said, Tika. And there also for the 20 rakats at that age, Allah put give us tawfiq also that full 20 rakats with the jamaat, sitting on a chair, but full, and all his rozas also. And after that program, bayan. And then one thing particular about Maulana Allahu Akbar, that about 5,000-6,000 people come for the i'tikaf. And he makes musafa with each one. And when he's resting, he insists the door must not be closed. Anyone wants to come anytime. In the middle of his sleep also, you see, welcome. If he wants to come make musafa, he can come. Allahu Akbar. Where are we? We are absolutely nowhere. So Allah give us tawfiq. Anyway, so all this we carry on. And then of course, just to cut it short, then Dhul Hijjah is coming. Dhul Qaada, that is Ashari Hurum again will start. And then Dhul Hijjah, which is the month of Hajj. And we try and keep our, what we call 10 rozas, but effectively it's 9 rozas. We try and keep those 9 rozas, inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. At least the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, that roza, particularly Allah give us all tawfiq. We try and keep all those rozas. The greatest days of the year are those 10 days. And in fact, after that, the Qurbani, the 11th, 12th, 13th, till the 13th, all these are great and honorable days. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Each day's roza, whole year's roza. And the ninth roza, the virtues are even more. So all that. Then after that is of course Muharram, which is also the last of the Ashuri Hurum. And the 9th and 10th, 10th and 11th, or 9th, 10th and 11th, we try and keep our rozas also. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.